Honey, I'm going out. I'll be back in a couple hours.
You play Farmville and call yourself a gamer.
You said awesome, and I said I hate it.
Okay, so here we go. This is where the extended knowledge comes in.
Don't mind me. I'm just staring at a wall somewhere.
Can anyone afford Benedict Cumberbatch?
That's surprising.
I don't think a human could make those sounds.
Yeah, well, you can do it, though, can't you?
Yeah, I get it.
Hi, I'm Dean.
What's up, DC fans? It's your boy, Paul.
And I'm Jason. Welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where you find... Man, I did not expect that. Welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where you'll find reviews, rankings, and general discussion on all things pop culture. Mm-hmm. This week, we're having a look at our top 10 Marvel Cinematic Universe films, yes, to celebrate.
Second part of a two-parter?
Yeah, it's the second part of a two-parter.
The good part.
Yeah, I know. Last time we celebrated the worst part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
That was the worst part.
This week we're celebrating the... Yes, it was. Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. This week we're going to celebrate the best going into Endgame that is going to come out next week.
Ooh, yeah.
Very excited for that. Can't wait for it.
Kane's
and
balls.
We're also going to answer the question, because our last one came out before Captain Marvel did, whether Captain Marvel actually lends into our top 10 or will make it top 11. Does it for you guys? Does it land into the top 10, top 11?
Oh, are you asking us?
Where?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were like, throwing that out to our audience. I was like, we haven't done that before.
No, I'm throwing it out to you guys.
Where does it land on your list?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
Every single one of the listeners will send us a list of their top 10.
All five of you.
You could do that on our Facebook page if you want to.
For sure.
Slap us up a top 10 if you want.
Yeah.
I can't guarantee we'll read them all, but we'll appreciate it.
For sure.
We probably will, though. We really don't have that much traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah.
We're bored a lot.
Oh,
for sure. Dean, no, it doesn't.
What do you
to
think?
Answer your question.
It doesn't? Okay. Where would it sort of land for you for
legit, Captain Marvel? Because I looked at both lists. I looked at my bottom 10. I looked at my top 10. Yep.
Bottom.
And it's kind of not on either. I think Captain Marvel, for me, is the center, like the middle ground of the MCU. So it's like
it's the most important film of the MCU.
You got the bottom 10, you got the top 10.
It holds
and
it all
the
together.
Middle one. And that's what
so
Captain Marvel is.
If we
Marvel
were to do bottom 10, top 10, and it would have been 21 to 11 and then 10 to 1. No, wait.
What?
21 to
11 to 1.
Yeah. Oh, hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
21 to 12.
Thank you.
And then 11 to 1.
So you're saying
yes,
it comes in at 11?
Yeah.
Yes. Correct.
So bottom 10.
Yeah. So it is a top 11.
So you
could
just answer the bloody question.
It's in the middle. That's what I'm saying. It's not on the top 10. It's not on the bottom 10.
Okay, cool.
It's in the middle.
It is in the bottom 10.
Yeah.
It's not in the bottom 10.
Yeah. Is it 10th?
It's in the bottom 11 or the top 11.
11.
Oh my gosh.
It's the bottom. Okay. All right. So it lands there for you. What about you, Paul?
Bottom 10. Easily bottom 10. It's in the top one of Marvel movies with a female lead, but it's also in the top 10. I would put this at, going off my previous list, I'd put this at number 15.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's a lie. You know what? Hang on. I'm looking at... Here we go. I'd put it at number 15.
Number 15?
No, 16. Yeah. It's number 16.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's a lie.
I got confused.
You know what? I'm not going to put it at number 15. I'm going to put it at number 15.
I'm looking at all the ones that are above it. I'm like, I enjoyed them more. It's sitting between, like, it goes Avengers Age of Ultron, Captain Marvel, Ant-Man and the Wasp, and then the rest.
Yeah, right.
Is where I'd put it.
I actually would put it around about 17 on my list. It does not make my top 10, unfortunately.
Yep. No.
But let's actually get into our top 10.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Starting us off, Paul, what is your number 10?
All right, boys.
You can start it.
We're coming in so hot. We've got sick music, sick action, just sick dialogue. And also, mate, it's some Russian dude who wants his bird. Number 10, Iron Man 2.
Oh, no. Which, if
you bloody forgot about it
to our last one. Oh, man.
Iron Man 2.
If you listen to
it.
Look, I'm so glad you brought up Iron Man 2, because we had a debate last time whether Iron Man 3 or Iron Man 2 was better. And me saying that Iron Man 3 was better, I just thought I'd put it to the fans. So I put it onto the Facebook
page.
And
all three of you voted.
And you know what? And there was about
six.
20 votes
there
or so.
There were six participants.
No, there wasn't. There was more than that. There was definitely more than that. Anyways, so there was...
But you know what? You know what? Iron Man 2 wasn't made for them.
Yeah. You know what? The fans. Oh, yeah. You know what? You know what I realized? Mm. So I feel very betrayed in that whole poll scenario as well, because I put the poll up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Which one's better, Iron Man 2 or Iron Man 3? Yep. I'm definitely on Iron Man 3's side. I really loved Iron Man 3.
I know where this is going.
Definitely. And you know who voted Iron Man 2? My wife.
Yes, Shell.
Ooh.
My own wife turned against me.
I didn't know where this was going.
I was like,
wow.
I was like, are you serious? Are you voting for Iron Man 2 over Iron Man 3? I'm like, do you even listen to our podcast? Which she admitted that she doesn't listen to the podcast. But yeah, I was like, come on. Iron Man 3 is a much better movie.
I wasn't sure if we were friends or not. I thought it might have just been like, oh, you know, you're a good friend of mine's wife, so I guess we're kind of friends. No, we are friends. We are. Yeah. It's like we've gone to Iraq and we've come back. Like, this is a bond you can't find elsewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Best friends, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so she voted against me. I'm very disappointed. Very disappointed.
I thought you were legit the whole thing. I thought you were gonna about to lead up to the fact that I also voted for Iron Man 2.
He sure did.
No, I knew that you were going on down that route. I knew that, but it's more it doesn't like matter because the people spoke
the votes.
And they voted, and in the end, the better movie came out.
You know what the people can do? The people can make their own list on their own podcast. How about that?
Yeah, they can. But
overall, the official standing of the Nerds Before Birds podcast crew is that Iron Man 2 is indeed better than the trash.
Paul does not speak for all of the birds.
The stuff you scrape off the inside of your shoe movie that is Iron Man 3.
Okay, let's just carry on. It's not far.
Right, rural village in Kenya, that is Iron Man 3.
This is the first one.
For all those at home, legit, like 2 minutes before we started recording this, Jason, this is, and I quote, I'm just like, oh, we're going to get through this podcast so quick because we're just going to agree the whole time.
It's going to be, so no, it wasn't me. It was actually Paul. Oh, really? It was Paul that said that. Yeah. Yeah. So, like, yeah, I did not say that we'd agree at all. And I'm surprised he even said that. Like,
are you?
Yeah.
No, not really. You forgot.
All right. Number 10 for you, Dean. So, like, after that atrocious number 10 for Paul.
All right.
Official standing.
You know, like, it was on my list. It was what was it? 17 on my list.
Yep.
Iron Man 2 was 17 on my list.
Disclaimer.
Such a crap movie.
Apparently it's such a crap list.
Yeah. All right, Dean, come on.
Okay, disclaimer. Both, like, neither.
Number
10. Neither.
Why do you
Iron
always
Man 2
start
or 3.
With disclaimer?
Because I like giving people some, you know.
Yeah.
I like just
lean into
giving
it.
People context.
You got to make
your
people angry.
Your last list actually had a disclaimer that you didn't think any of these movies sucked.
I didn't think most of them sucked.
Like,
yeah. No, but this is, okay.
Do. Fair enough.
My disclaimer is that neither Iron Man 2 or 3 are on my top 10 list. Just to, like,
we know.
You know,
we listened
lay
to the
that
podcast
down
last time.
Yeah.
We were there.
Some people. I'm
disclaimer,
you.
Real quick, none of the Ant-Man franchises in my top 10.
Yeah, me either. Mm-hmm. We agree on that. Look, so, we're agreeing on everything.
Dean, number 10, right. Get it.
Also, disclaimer, on, my 10. Bottom 10 quickly was Age of Ultron.
Oh my God.
Number 10, Dean.
Go listen to the other all podcast right. If you want to
if
know
the next words
10.
You say aren't a movie, I will come to your house and punch you.
Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Doctor Strange is I enjoyed
it. I liked
it. Just gets into my top 10.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
And that's pretty much it. Like, it's one of those things where the best thing about it is definitely the visuals. The storyline is nothing too original, which I think you talked about last time, Jace.
Yes, I did.
But look,
it touches on a realm that comics hadn't touched on at the point.
Yeah. It opens up the world so much more, introduces magic into the universe, and man, it was just visually amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
There's one scene in this movie that I really do appreciate, and it is the loop at the end when he's like,
I've come to bargain.
I really like that. I thought that was kind of cool, and that whole, it's a weird kind of sacrifice that he goes into where he's like, I'm going to sacrifice myself over and over and over and over
for sure.
and over to save the world. And I was like, that's kind of cool. It's a different take on that whole, you know, willing to sacrifice yourself. So I'll give it those points. It's not in my top 10.
It's also like a different way to overcome the big bad that we hadn't seen. Like, it's not, we're not just punching, now we're outsmarting.
That's it. Yeah, it's that one superhero movie where brains are what matters.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I really appreciated that, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it is the one superhero movie where brains matter, but we'll get to that movie when we get a bit higher in my list.
Thor Ragnarok.
So starting off at number 10, Spider-Man Homecoming to me.
Okay.
Up until Spider-Verse. Yeah, at 10. Oh. Up until Spider-Verse, this was my favorite version of Spider-Man, like the actual casting of Spider-Man. Because I think Tom Holland is fantastic.
Oh, so good.
It's really, like, it was refreshing to have someone that wasn't pushing 30 playing the role of Spider-Man. I'm like, it's, you kind of go, okay, yeah, there's potential for sequels because he's not going to look 40 in the next movie.
He's not going to graduate high school until, like, Spider-Man 6 in this.
Yeah, exactly. It's
fantastic.
But I really enjoyed Spider-Man Homecoming. It's a great movie, like, I just think the downsides for it is that we've seen a lot of Spider-Man before, and until Spider-Verse, I thought we'd seen too much Spider-Man, but Spider-Verse is fantastic, and I can't say anything bad against that movie, because that is definitely the best Spider-Man ever.
I think that might have been movies. You said a podcast a little bit ago, I think we were talking about The Mummy or whatever, that you said you hadn't given a five-bird movie. Didn't you give Spider-Verse 5?
I don't think I did. I think I gave it 4.5. I have to go back and listen.
No, let me do that right now.
I'm very reluctant to anything 5 birds. I could have given it 5 birds. It was great. I can't praise that movie enough. Anyways, let's get into number nine for you, Paul. What was number nine?
Similar vein to Dean, my number 9 was Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Like I said, great movie. I think the 8 ahead of it are stronger, but I loved the fact that it took us to a realm that was different. The visuals are great. The accents could be better, but, you know.
the accent. He perfected it in Infinity War, but the accent is terrible, isn't it?
Very.
Oh, yeah. He needed to get more consultants on that or something, or just more time or something.
I reckon it was a time thing.
I don't know what was going on there.
It might have been a time thing.
Like casting and then immediately start shooting.
It could have just been, he could have been working on a bunch of other crap.
Yeah.
Because he had a period where he was crazy busy. Like, he was doing that. He was doing Sherlock. He was doing the second Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was just a lot of stuff close together.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the it guy.
What about you, Dean? Number nine, blazing through this.
I love it. We have no disagreements. Number 9.
None whatsoever.
Coming in hot. Again, great movie. And it's just, the next 8 are better, in my opinion. But another groundbreaking movie. We're going to keep doing that, this whole thing.
Will we?
Oh, my God.
Groundbreaking movie.
What is the bloody movie? Just tell us.
The Oscar-nominated, Oscar-winning Black Panther is... Loved it. Thought it was really good. Again,
Paul's favorite movie.
Definitely going to appear on Paul's top 10 list.
It'd probably be number 1, right?
It appeared in the last podcast.
It's got everything you want. Great action sequences, signature fighting style, all these great things.
Yeah.
But mainly character.
Yeah. It's got some great characters. Yeah.
That joke did not land.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Paul. Love you. I'll just say, wow.
Yeah.
That was massive disappointment in those eyes. I'm sorry.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you okay?
I've already said what I wanted to say about Black Panther.
You're saying everything you need to with those eyes.
Refer to previous podcast for that
one. There you go.
All right. So this movie for me, my number 9, this movie's great, but it's not this movie. I'm just skipping over whatever you just said. I didn't quite catch it anyways. This movie's great, but it's not higher on my list because it kind of looks like a bad telly movie, and that is... The Avengers. Yeah. The first Avengers.
The first half of it. The first two-thirds of it look like a telemovie.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't like how it's filmed. I don't like a lot of it, but it's a great movie. I mean, it's the first time we get them all together in one room. And
how long was the build up? So it's got like 2 or 3 years before the first Avengers.
5, I think.
Was it 5?
2008.
What? 2008 to 2012.
Four.
Yeah,
4 years.
4 years.
Yeah, it was also really cool. Yeah. They did the build up well. I think they were. It's one of the first franchises. I was like, let's have a multi-character universe. Like, you hadn't seen it at that point.
Mm. Yeah, and also, and that's why it's still going so strong now.
I agree with you, Jace. It's definitely, it's by far not the best looking of the MCU movies. Probably the worst looking, if we're being honest, like with lighting and cinematography and everything. But yeah, somehow Joss Whedon made the chemistry work. And pulled off the impossible.
So, but
at least this way.
I like what he did, but I do feel like they are sort of boiled down, like their character traits are boiled down to the stereotypes of the characters, and they aren't because I think there are benefits with the other Avengers movies. Not so much. I mean, like Avengers Age of Ultron was definitely in my bottom 10. But with Avengers Infinity War, that they built off the foundation of these movies a lot better and just have better moments for the characters that work.
I think you're very right, because
that's why it's not as high. Yeah.
They definitely did that. They had to accentuate like the unique characteristics of each character. But that was necessary in this first outing where they're all together.
Yeah.
I think the reason why it didn't work in Age of Ultron is because there was literally no character development. And then we was just so much more used to each of the characters in their own right by that point that they should have just lent into more what they were like in their own movies.
Yeah.
But for this first time around, Avengers, it was great, the chemistry they had, the way those things were like highlighted. They were bringing out the uniqueness in each other.
It's like they got sort of 80% of the way there.
Mm.
And like, you know, anyone could have walked away from that movie like on a direction front and be like, all right, we know what we have to do mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From here on out.
And again, like it's not a bad movie. No, and I mean, it's in my top 10 for a reason because it's a good movie.
It's higher on my list than you, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But it's definitely not as good as like you say, Dean, 8 other movies. Definitely 8
Dean
other movies.
Said, that I think that's what Dean said.
Original thing to
Dean's
say.
Joke. Yeah, because Dean, you say all the funny jokes, and I heard that from your mouth, right?
Whereas I start all my sentences with "Here's a disclaimer," and then I spend 20 minutes before giving an answer.
That's a great idea.
You gotta stop doing that, man.
Yeah, I might do that. That's awesome.
Maybe that could be Dean's thing from now on, not yours.
We'll give it a trial.
Okay.
This can be our Avengers.
Just a one-off? Just a one-off.
We'll see how we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Before we proceed to phase 2.
All right, number 8.
All right.
Come on, Paul.
All right. Quick disclaimer. here's a bunch of stuff about the movie. I could tell you the movie title, but I'm going to tell you this first because it's integral. I like this movie. It was good. No, my number 8's Avengers.
That's a great impression.
Wow.
There you go.
Whoa, man.
Probably for the same reasons we just discussed. Dean!
Number 8.
You didn't have anything else to share?
Nah.
I guess because you said a lot before.
Carry on. Right. Number 8. Number 8, Dean.
Number 8.
Yep. Still waiting. Number 8, Dean.
Let me breathe. Okay.
Yep.
Speaking of breathing, this was a breath of fresh air for the MCU. All right.
Yep.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Again.
Cool.
You know.
Okay.
Great movie, just not as good as the next.
I'm surprised that's 8. If I'm honest. But oh my.
All right.
Real quick.
It was awesome.
We've got a Patreon and we're on a bunch of social media. Because I swear to God, if you stay through this, wow.
just
gonna get it out there real quick.
Oh, yeah. I want to point out something when we come to my 8, now that we're at my 8.
Okay.
I haven't said a movie yet, and it's one of your movies that you're very passionate about that movie.
Me?
But I haven't said it
or
yet.
Paul?
No, no. Paul is very passionately against the movie.
This is going to be fun.
And it's actually not my number eight. Guardians of the Galaxy is my number eight.
Seriously?
So Guardians of the Galaxy was fantastic. It was the first time we moved to space for the MCU. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great introduction to that outer world, like the universe kind of thing.
It's awesome.
And it suddenly is the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's not just set on Earth, which is awesome.
We had Thor. Yeah. We had Thor.
And we also had the Chitauri attack.
Chitauri. Frig. Lay off
You're completely right. I forgot about Thor. And I forgot about Thor the Dark World. No, but I mean, it's the first time we're like actually... like
in space,
traveling through space,
dude. Thor
a lot
traveled through space. A lot.
I know. Yeah, no. Okay,
it's the first time you went to multiple planets.
We're actually stopping at multiple planets.
Thor stopped on Earth
and the ice planet.
And he stopped at the rock planet as well.
And the rock planet.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay. It's the first time that we go to planets in space and stuff that's not Thor. So it's great.
Dude, Avengers.
I'll allow it.
Avengers wasn't Thor.
Yeah. Thank you. Does that skim through?
Yeah. We're good.
It's the first time that we go to space that's not Thor and it's not Avengers.
The third time we go
to
space.
So unique within the MCU.
Third time around, it's still good.
No, but like, okay. Like,
it's
to justify
first time
my point, is
they made jokes.
That's right.
In a movie didn't have an Avenger in it.
The first time we go to space, but with music from the 70s.
Yeah, and it's the first time we go to space and it doesn't look like we're actually transported back in time. Is that a fair critique?
What?
Like, it's the first time that we go to space, but it doesn't look like we're being transported back in time.
The first scene was in the 80s.
Modern space.
Oh.
Yes, because Thor like looks like it's like, you know, like whatever, it's medieval age and stuff. Then can that pass? Come
on. I mean, technically, though, we don't know what modern space looks like.
I mean, clearly you're going from all your experience with this. But
I feel like your spectrum's a little bit too narrow here, James.
Yeah, you're right. You've got me there.
It's the first movie.
It's the first movie that has Rocket the Raccoon in it.
Rocket the Raccoon.
Rocket. Yeah.
Yep. Good. Good man. You could just said it's the first movie with a talking animal, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Howard the Duck.
Was in that movie.
It's the first, still the first movie in the MCU that has
Chris Pratt.
Howard the Duck.
Moving on.
It's going to count
great
for something.
All right, Dean.
It's the first movie
of
the collector.
Me?
Sorry.
Number seven.
Yeah, it's you. Number seven.
It's wild that's that low. I wouldn't.
What first movie is this?
I appreciate how
MCU
much time is okay with numbers. All right, go.
Now, my number seven is A Breath of Fresh Air. It's the first movie where they fight a Russian man.
A Russian man?
Yeah. Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier, yeah.
Winter Soldier is my number seven.
Who's the...
Balls, yeah. Damn.
Who's the Russian?
He wants his board.
Wait. So it's not the first movie where they fight a Russian. Okay, so wait, is it Winter Soldier?
Winter Soldier is my number seven.
Yeah.
Okay.
A great movie, man.
Who's the Russian man?
The Winter Soldier.
Is he Russian?
No, he's not Russian, but the soldier's Russian. He's brainwashed. He's a Russian soldier. But he's American. He's American.
Yeah, he's American.
But he's a Russian agent.
So he's
Russian agent. Has that Russian?
Okay, it's the first time that they fight an American Russian soldier.
Agent.
Absolutely.
There you
and
go.
I mean,
there you go.
No, I'm kidding. Yes, it is. I still think.
I have a really.
What?
No.
We've done. There's so many Marvel movies, but I still think this has one of the best fights.
Oh, like, absolutely.
The first fight between Cap and him, when he does that sick knife throw. Like he throws it and catches it. It's just.
great.
When he kicks that guy off the side of the boat, I was like, this is awesome.
Hell yeah.
Like he's one character that did not miss leg day. Nope. He's just amazing. So good. I actually thought this would be higher on your list because his fight style is so so well defined.
It was.
Paul, I'm like, because that's such a, if you haven't listened to this podcast before, just Paul has a real like thing for fight styles. And if they don't have a very defined fight style, they don't, it's not a good movie. Right?
I just don't see the reason we need to applaud and award mediocrity. That's all.
Yeah. In fighting.
In fighting. Specifically fighting.
Fighting, acting, plot, whatever.
Yeah.
Visual effects were good though.
What's your number? Yes, anyway. They were pretty good.
Dean, seven.
Number seven for you,
number
Dean.
Number seven. Oh, frig. If I say anything, it just gets it's the one with a seven. Joke. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
There you go.
Now, Jason.
There you go.
Pretty much, yeah.
What is it, the first movie of? I can't remember what we decided.
The first movie
with a talking plant.
That's on my list. Number seven on my list. There you go.
Oh, cool. Yeah. It's the first number seven on my list.
It's the only number seven on my list still today.
Great.
Yeah. It's the only one movie that managed to do that.
All right.
I don't get to say anything else about this movie.
Yep. You can.
Okay. Hmm? Look. Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to say about Guardians of the Galaxy?
I think this was the one that probably had the least amount of hype behind, and I think that definitely because no one knew who the Guardians of the Galaxy were. And I feel like
they thought Marvel were mad.
That's true. Except for the people that actually read the comics.
Yeah. Like the five of
who
you.
Who are those guys?
I don't know.
But even though, like, what the hell? It's a talking raccoon with a machine gun. Like, this is stupid.
You're like, how the heck? Really, and I think this was like the start of the realization that MCU had kind of figured out the perfect formula for the superhero film.
And
the
casting.
Fact that they could, take something so weird like this, Guardians of the Galaxy, and make it work on screen. And since then, literally like every other weird decision that they've made, we just like, you know, we no longer take it with a grain of salt. It's like, it's Marvel. They'll figure it out.
You know
For Ragnarok,
I want to know, like, I don't really care much about paychecks usually, but I really want to know how much Vin Diesel got for Guardians of the Galaxy.
For the three words that he said.
Seriously. Yeah. Like, how much does it work out per word for him? Just for his voice to be in it. Like, it must be like... Yeah,
$54 million for Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
You're joking.
What? Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel, reportedly $54 million for Guardians 2.
What?
No.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. He's not even on set. No.
Frick, what?
Yeah.
That is...
Three words.
What the heck? Can you not just get like...
Wow.
What's his name? McQuan's dude to just do an impression of him for like $1 million.
Yeah, and then probably get sued.
Ross McQuan or something. What was his name? The impressionist that did the dude that came in for Red Skull in Infinity War.
Oh, yeah. The guy from Walking Dead. Yeah. I can't remember his
name. Just get him to do an impression of Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Pay him way less.
That's true.
Anyway, interesting fact about Vin Diesel on with the Guardians films. Apparently, he got a different script to all the other cast members because his script had the actual...
Yeah, that's right. It had the words,
actual words that
what
Groot
he was actually saying.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just for anyone that's quickly doing math out there, it's $17.3 million per word.
Oh, see, now that's not fair, though, because he says it with different iterations, different enunciations. The feeling is different.
No, but that's still the same words.
Same words. It's a different sentence. It's like saying the same sentence twice, but it's twice the words because you've said it differently.
No, no, no. It could have just been the one recording.
It's the same words, though.
And then he didn't just, walk into the studio and go, I am Groot, and then left. He's like, no, he was there for like 2 days.
Yeah.
What? 2 days?
Wow. A day, maybe one day.
There's no way. It was
3 hours.
He's there for a day.
Surely.
He's there for 2 days.
It'd be about 3 hours, yeah.
Mm.
Anyways.
That's crazy.
Let's get on to the list again. Mm-hmm. My number seven, arguably the best Iron Man movie ever made. Some would argue that, but not me. I think it's pretty awesome, though. Iron Man 3.
Anyone would argue that. But okay, great.
Yeah. Do you guys? Okay, look, just because now we're at the end of this joke, do you want to know a secret?
What?
What?
I actually really like Iron Man 3.
I know you do. I know you do. Of course, because it's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's way better. It's so much better than number two.
You're joking,
right? Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Yes, I'm joking. It sucks.
It's a crap. Yeah. It's a Christmas miracle.
It's still toilet. Wow.
Hey, Dean. Okay. Dean, you're editing this one, right? Can you just cut that second part?
Absolutely.
We'll just keep this section.
This bit is getting
cut. You want to keep the section where better. I say that I was joking about Iron Man 3 being good?
You're on the record now for saying that Iron Man 3 is better than Iron Man 2.
As a joke.
And
yeah,
through
you
the power
are.
Of editing.
Yeah, that scene where I was joking.
People don't understand jokes.
Yeah. This is all getting cut.
Or when to stop them.
Not at all. Nothing at all.
Okay.
Man, all right. Wow,
number
I can't
six.
Believe this
what
boy.
Is your
you
number
actually
six?
Agree.
My number six coming off I the can't back believe of Jason's that number seven being Iron Man 3, and I do agree that Iron Man 3 is crap. My number
good.
Six
awesome. Yep.
is
cool. You said good
Captain America Civil
it.
War.
Hey, what?
Captain America Civil War, really?
Yeah. All right, now this is panning out to be very interesting.
This is way up there.
My only problem with this movie, I love it. It is an awesome movie, and I love superheroes fighting each other. It just goes for a very long time.
Because there's a lot of heroes fighting each other.
They could have rewritten a lot of it, and I reckon they could have cut half an hour off it. If it was half an hour shorter, significantly higher. It's just a little bit too much of a grind to sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Captain America Civil War. It's much higher on my list. But I do remember going into this movie. And Dean, we had a little conversation before we went into this, and I'm not bitter, but I do want to bring
off
it up.
It. Come on. So, okay. Actually, we'll get
well.
Other just people's impression, like opinions.
Literally,
I still
literally
don't think this is a spoiler. It's not a spoiler.
The day that I was going to watch the
it's
movie.
Not a spoiler.
I'm going, I go to Dean, oh.
It's not a spoiler.
I wonder if they'll kill Bucky in this movie. And he goes, oh, the guy that plays Bucky, he signed on for six more movies. So, yeah.
It's not what.
Thanks.
You're
paraphrasing.
It's a spoiler. Paraphrasing
it's a
what
spoiler.
Happened. No. You're like, you're just
it's
like, I'm really keen to see what happens, especially with Bucky. And they're like, you didn't say I'm interested to see whether he dies or not. It was like, you just said that, like, I'm interested to see what happens with Bucky. It's like, yeah, same. Because they've obviously got plans for him because they've just cut, like, they've just, you know, he signed a 10-movie contract. And then you're like, I thought he was going to die. It's like, my goodness. I thought you were like, okay, it's.
Information I didn't need to know.
It's a spoiler for, like,
before the movie.
Punters.
For the movie.
And honestly, respectfully. I never thought of you as a punter. I thought you would at least have some form of back history with these movies based on the comic books and what happens. Like, you should have known that it was more likely going to be Captain America dying in Civil War.
I actually, I did know that it was most likely him, but I was still open to the idea have been anyone.
Okay.
I was like, okay, they change things up all the time in these comic book movies. I was like, they could potentially change
another
it up
disclaimer?
And kill Bucky instead.
Another
come
disclaimer,
to think of it, though.
Yeah.
No, you go, Dan. Sorry. You said
so,
disclaimer.
Yeah, go.
Guy who plays Clark Gregg, who plays Phil Coulson, he also signed a 10-movie deal. I don't think
that's
he
true.
Got to 10 movies before they killed him off. So,
because they're like, let's give you a series instead.
Exactly.
He could still come back.
Well,
back.
I mean, he did.
Which
for
he did come back in Captain Marvel.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah,
so he could be in the
maybe.
Captain
maybe
Marvel
he's
sequels.
Got another eight to go.
And,
even going into a movie with that information, which I don't think is a spoiler.
Thank you.
I think
it's
it is.
Not.
Oh. I think
it's not. It's an article.
See, this is why I voted for Iron
Man 2. But think about the movie,
too.
Though. He's never in any situation where it looks like he's going to die. It doesn't like. There's no part of that movie where there's a moment for Bucky and you're like, oh, is he going to make it or is he going to die here? It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, I know that. But I don't know that going into the movie. Like, I didn't need to know that.
No, but
and
like,
I wanted to, like,
if there was a moment
you're
where
going,
Iron Man could have blown his head off,
there
you'd
is
be like,
the tension.
Oh,
at the
I wonder
end.
If he's going to die.
There
oh,
is.
Oh, wait, no. Oh, yeah.
There is.
There is right at the end.
There is right in
like,
the last
fight. That is the
fight.
Whole point of
he
that.
He should have
like,
done
is,
it.
Is Iron Man going to cross that line and kill
he
this guy?
He should have wasted him.
Yeah.
That would have been unreal.
Friggin'
I know.
So
I
cool.
know.
You can't come back
like,
from that.
Nah, it's awesome.
But you remember, if they shot his head off, like, he wouldn't have come back from
that. Well, no, like, shut up. Tony Stark can't come back from that.
So It's totally a spoiler though, because you go in there, like I went in there with all this tension where I'm like, okay, who's going to die in this movie? Because it looked like there was characters that were going to just like die.
They should have killed someone. It looked
like Rhodey was going to die.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to die, like, because of the trailer, like it just looked like Rhodes dies.
He should have died.
I actually appreciated that they never, like, spoiler for Civil War, if anyone listening hasn't seen Civil War.
Also, what the heck are you surprised. Doing? Go see Civil War.
And then watch the 8 other movies after
Go watch Civil War.
Have you made it?
Why are you listening to this podcast?
I was surprised that they didn't kill anyone, and I actually really appreciated it after the movie because there was that tension that I went in thinking characters would die. And that just heightened it for me. And that's why I really liked that movie a lot more.
I'm glad my spoiler
except didn't for Bucky.
Ruin it. Oh, yeah.
It didn't ruin it. Yeah, but I knew he wasn't going to die.
You were being bitter. Anyways, for the sake of being bitter. We all know what you're doing.
Yeah. I liked it. I think it's just it's a little bit too long. And I think the actual comic is better. It's one of those few occasions where...
Yeah, fair enough.
I think because there's no licensing issues, so it's massive. The scale of fighting in the comic is awesome.
It's huge.
Does someone actually die in the comic?
Is it
Captain America?
Iterations. Right. Captain America gets killed. Colossus gets killed.
But wait, is Colossus... Colossus was owned by Fox at that stage, right?
For a comic.
Who's the, the giant guy? The giant Colossus. Guy gets killed.
Colossus. Yeah, yeah.
Not Colossus.
Oh, hang on. No, it's not Colossus.
It's whoever, Giant Man or whatever it is.
Juggernaut.
The dude played by Lawrence Fishburne in Ant-Man and the Wasp. His character.
Giant Man.
Giant Man?
He's Giant Man, right?
Something like that.
I'm sure he's Giant Man, isn't he? Yeah, it's something like
Anyway,
that.
It doesn't matter.
Goliath. Goliath.
Goliath.
Goliath. Yes. Goliath. That's it. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Blasted through the chest by a robot version
robot
of Thor. Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
All right. Dean. So let's go to your number six.
My number six.
Oh, six. Seven? Yeah, sorry. My bad.
We're on six.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Number six. Great movie. Breath of fresh air. So colorful. Thor Ragnarok. So fun. This is where I was like, I know we're going to have similar top 10s, but they're all going to be in different orders.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
So can agree that all these movies are great, but we all have, we prefer one over the other, which will be an interesting conversation. So, keep listening, everyone. And all support us on Patreon.
I feel the numbers dropping off.
So this was first MCU movie set in space that had Thor in it, but also was with the Hulk.
Good.
That wasn't Avengers movie. Freak.
Yeah.
It's too hard. It was just a
Jason,
great
number
movie.
Six.
Number six for me, I like it's the very, very first one, and that is Iron Man. I thought it was a great start.
Mm-hmm. Jeez, that's lower than I thought it would be.
It's
higher.
But higher. It's definitely it's higher than Iron Man 3. Like
lower than Iron Man 3.
It's definitely better than
it's higher in your list.
Yeah, it's higher in my list than Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not lower than Iron Man 3.
I love arguing the same thing. Anyway.
No, it's not. anyways, so I really think like the cave moments alone make this movie great.
Yeah.
I love everything about it. I think it's great watching Tony build
stuff
from scratch and just get like his whole Playboy status ripped away from him. I think it's great.
Even the montage when he builds the Mark II suit. It's like, I can fly. You're like, yes.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about Iron Man is when he is not in the Iron Man suit and when he is at a disadvantage. And I think that is what makes a really great Iron Man movie, don't you think, Paul?
It definitely does. It definitely does. Thank you, Dean. Thank you. And that gets me back to Iron Man 3 and how great a movie it is.
You're welcome.
It's great to see in Iron Man 3, it's great to see a hero using their brains to, like, you know, to an advantage. To build, like you were saying before, Paul.
That makes him super strong.
Brilliant.
So he can out physical his opponent.
Brains. Brains.
Yeah, it's the Doctor Strange was the first movie that uses purely brains. He outsmarts his opponent. Iron Man is a smart guy who builds stuff, and the crap that he builds lets him beat the stuffing out of anybody else.
Opponent. Yeah.
So it's physically he's stronger than them, whereas because Doctor Strange is mentally stronger.
He's only stronger smarter. Because he outsmarted them.
Exactly. That's correct.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
My number five. Avengers Infinity War.
Oh, wow.
Really? Yeah.
Okay. Number five. Wow. That's crazy.
Don't get me wrong.
I'm so surprised that it's like
the way I've judged my list is it's partly impact and how sort of the movies went as a movie, but it's also like my urge to rewatch them. And Infinity War is awesome. I loved it. I saw it a lot of times when it was out, but I think just it's how hard that end part hits. And you're like, I just don't want to. I just don't want to watch everyone die over and over again.
I'm kind of feeling bad because mine's like right, like really high in my list, and I'm like, am I a psycho for wanting to watch?
But like, keep an eye on what I've got coming up, and you'll notice the theme where it's like they're fun, but they've got good action, and they're just good characters.
Yeah,
not saying Infinity War didn't have that. I can't stress enough. Awesome movie.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's because like it's much higher on my list because I really like movies with high stakes, and you feel the weight of the choices that are being made, and that's why it's so much higher in my list.
They do not win.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
and I'm worried. I'm a little bit worried that like we'll find out at the end of the week when we watch Endgame, but I'm worried that Endgame, if it's not up to the expectations that I'm hoping it has, whether Infinity War will go lower in my list just in retrospect.
Yeah.
At how easily they ended up winning.
Yeah.
For sure.
Or those kind of things. Like,
but here's the thing.
Just whether it'll have that retroactive.
We know that thing. When we go back and revisit these movies, you're not going to watch one without the other. Like you'll always have to watch Infinity War then Endgame because they're part one and two.
Yeah.
I reckon, Jason, it's going to be, I think Endgame's going to be worse because that, like, the Infinity War, we've lost half of everyone, but we're like, we know it's like, there's another movie coming. Whereas I think in the next one, we're going to lose a couple people, but we know that's it. They're done.
Gone. Yeah. Okay. I think you might be right. And I think that's what'll make it probably like resonate so much more still.
And that'll make it much higher on your list because you're a psychopath. Because
exactly. Endgame will probably be my favorite of all time.
I love how they just killed everyone off for real this time.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, yeah. For real. They didn't even like half-ass.
No resurrections this time.
Whole-assed it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. All right. Anyway, so you're number five, Dean. All right. Where are we at?
Please don't rip on me because I do actually have a legit disclaimer on this one. We're in our top five.
Yep.
This is probably the point where I'm pretty set now, but the like maybe one and two are always like they've been set, but top five are like these are the ones that have mixed around and shuffled around heaps because I love all of them pretty equally. And even though like top 10, I'd happily go back and rewatch. These top five are the ones that I actively revisit like yearly, you know, once or twice a year I will watch these movies again because I really like them.
Completely understand that because I look at my top five, which I made a little while ago and I'm kind of like, I could switch them out. I could like move them all around. Mm-hmm. It could almost work out except for number one. and maybe number two.
Yeah.
All the rest could sort of float around a bit.
They're also, for me anyway, these top five are kind of like the central backbone story of the MCU.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah, fair enough.
They kind of like create this establishing kind of story arc throughout the rest of the movies. And so the first one, like number five for me, is The Avengers, the first Avengers film.
Nice.
We've said it before, like enough. It was kind of magic in a, like, you know, magic in a bottle. It was capturing something amazing somehow.
Lightning
in a bottle.
In a bottle?
Yeah. Magic. It was magic.
Magic lightning. From lightning in a bottle.
My goodness. I'm so glad I'm editing this one.
Great movie.
It was lightning in a bottle. Joss Whedon did some amazing stuff. And even though other writers have come along and done great things with the characters since, like, Joss Whedon's kind of done the most influential work on the MCU with the Avengers film, I think. Honestly, establishing this universe up, making it work together, and kind of like launching the rest of the show, pretty much.
Yeah.
So hats off to Joss Whedon.
Good on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
fair
on.
Enough.
Good on you.
Good
you
lad.
Did good.
He's done well.
You did good on this
All
one.
Right.
Anyway,
Jace,
moving on.
You did good kid.
You did good kid.
All right.
I'm proud of you, son. I'm proud of you. Anyway.
Yeah. He's going places, that guy. I feel like you know, he's just like an up and comer.
He's got a future.
I think we'll be hearing more from him. Yeah, I definitely think this won't be the last we'll hear of Joss. What's his last name?
Josh Whedon.
Whedon.
Josh Whedon.
Yeah,
Whedon.
Josh Whedon.
Whedon.
Not Joss. Josh.
Who the hell calls
this Josh?
Josh.
There's two S's. Pronounce them separately.
Yeah, right. You're right.
Justice.
Yeah, crazy.
Anyway.
Number five, Jason.
So number five for me is Paul's favorite movie, Black Panther.
Hey!
I really like this movie. I think it's a great, like, it has a great villain, great social commentary without being too on the nose. The only downfall for it, the thing that I really actually despise in it, is the CGI at the ending. When they're fighting. That's terrible. Like, that is really terrible. And I understand what you mean by not having a great fight style, Paul.
Yeah.
He doesn't. There's not much unique to him.
Apart from the actual, a really cool car chase, which is, like, quite...
But that's not a fight style, so...
Yeah, no, true.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you look at him in Civil War, and the way he moved and the way he fought was cool. It was really unique.
Yes.
And they didn't do anything with that.
They kind of stripped it away,
like,
and got rid of it.
Yeah, they made it like, he's just kind of going to box a guy in a waterfall, as opposed to a highly aggressive, highly acrobatic fight. Give me something like Spider-Man.
Yeah, I agree.
What?
Yeah, it would have been cool.
Not to, like, you know, discredit what you're saying, Paul, but what exactly did he do in Civil War?
Just the way he was chasing down Bucky and Cap.
Yeah.
There's a lot more energy in there than there was
running.
In Black Panther.
Right.
Well, he was fighting them.
Yeah. Fair enough.
There were some fighting moments, and he does have, like, all his... Like, there are some really cool moments in that where he is actually...
Fair enough.
Fully
kicking butt. Yeah, he's fully geared up.
He didn't have too much...
I get that.
Yeah,
you see him even in the Civil War fight.
I think because those really small moments, they really worked on those small moments and they really left an impression. Yeah. Whereas this as a whole, I get what you're saying, Paul, because each sequence doesn't really amount to much in the overall Black Panther movie with his fight scenes.
Yeah.
But within Civil War, because he was only in it for such a small amount of time, they really worked on the choreography of those moments so that it really stuck out. So I get what you mean. Like, I really do understand that. But
I'm guessing the reason why it's higher up on your list is because of things like the character and the bad guy development
definitely.
And all that.
Yeah. Because I can overlook a lot of that, those action beats not being as strong because I really like the villain and the story that they're trying to tell.
Yeah.
And the social commentary that's involved. I think like I do understand why it was nominated for an Academy Award.
Oh yeah.
And I think it is definitely because of the, it's just more than a superhero movie in a lot of ways.
Production design.
How's this?
In a good way.
Yeah. Pretty well deserving.
Yeah.
I'm a reasonable guy. Mm-hmm. I'll watch it tomorrow. I saw it once. It underwhelmed me the first time, and I think that's why it's so low for me.
Yeah.
On my list.
Yeah. I'll watch it tomorrow.
Yeah. You know what I think?
Can I?
You never know.
Can I suggest an even greater challenge to you both?
Let's find
Paul,
out.
Paul, you sit down and watch Iron Man 3. Jason, you watch Iron Man 2. And just in hindsight, see and just try to be super uncritical about him.
No, I've watched it a lot of times. It sucks. What if we take what you have to say on board, flip it. Mm-hmm. So Jason, you watch Iron Man 3. I'll watch Iron Man 2.
I watched Iron Man 3 like two weeks ago. So
I watched Iron Man 2 like a few weeks ago. It was awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Yeah. Let's compromise.
Yeah, that ship
let's
sailed,
be set
dude.
In our ways.
Let's compromise and just do exactly what we've already done. So
compromise and shut up, Dean.
Shut up, Dean. Stop talking. Are you even in this podcast anymore? Why are you here? Why are you talking?
Let's compromise and find a new co-host because Dean's out. Anyway,
let's compromise and go on to number four. That's what is number four?
Great.
My number four. And I've said this, that I've got a lot of tolerance for this franchise before. Spider-Man Homecoming. Loved it.
Yeah. Cool.
I've loved most iterations of Spider-Man except Spider-Man 3. Yeah. Although now I kind of like Spider-Man 3, but just because of the memes.
I kind of like it because of all the jokes in Spider-Verse.
Without Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
It's great. But yes, love Spider-Man. Yeah. I think Spider-Man Homecoming was, they finally got the perfect recipe.
Yeah.
It was like the right age, the right cast, the right like one-liners, and the way the character acted.
Honestly,
was cool.
I don't think they got the perfect recipe until they got Spider-Verse.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll take it back.
Recipe. Yes. But they, that's not, they got the best they can
they
do in the end.
For live action, they did the best they could.
10 of the 11 herbs and spices. Let's say that.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
I do like how, like, and I feel like going into Endgame might go into some theories. Mm-hmm. I think Iron Man's like on the chopping block.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because he's basically the Uncle Ben for Spider-Man and coming into Spider-Man Far From Home, I feel like that's going to be part of his character arc kind of thing.
Yep.
Going through the whole Uncle Ben sort of guilt that he would have felt if they had the Uncle Ben being more prominent in MCU.
Well,
but
it even
instead
seems
it's more Iron Man like Stark.
It seems like he's going to lose his support beacon as well. Like he always turned to Tony for help, for answers, blah blah blah. But then you've brought in Mysterio.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know much about Mysterio, but he poses as a hero, but he is very much not a hero.
No.
But it seems like that's going to be like, you know, he's young. He's thinking for himself now. So there'll be a whole...
Are you...
What?
Are you spoiling?
No, it's the blood. I haven't seen it. How can
Everyone
I spoil
knows
it?
Mysterio is a bad
Learn
guy.
Learn the
comics.
Characters.
Yeah. I didn't know. I actually thought he was an anti-hero.
Jason, do you know
he's
that...
Like, kind of like,
he's a villain.
Do you know that there's... Yeah. Do you know that there's that Spider-Man is a comic book?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Look.
Did you know he's a character in a comic?
I did know that, but I just
Thanos was
a
bad guy?
Comic book. No, I didn't know that. He's
Thanos
a good guy.
Did nothing wrong.
He did nothing wrong. I take that back.
I mean, look, honestly.
Take that back.
Earth was overpopulated. He solved a big problem for us. We're good.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, man. Look at us. Yeah.
Yeah. He's
thank you, Thanos.
But no,
his actions
think,
were overly justified.
Yeah, I get what
this would be a big learning movie because he's lost his second Uncle Ben, and now he has to grow up and learn for himself.
And do you think so? Like, okay, so Mysterio is in Far From Home. Yeah. So
I don't think he'll turn in Far From Home.
Oh, you reckon?
You don't think so?
I reckon he'll be.
You don't reckon
the next if they go the way that I'm thinking?
Yeah,
I reckon he'll stick around for a little bit, but he'll be first to flip.
Yeah.
As soon as what he wants to happen happens, he'll flip.
It'll be like a end of second act, start of third act reveal. just as...
You reckon? Yeah, I think that too, because I think coming off the back of, okay, let's say in this hypothetical situation, mm-hmm. we don't know the answers to Endgame. We'll find out next week.
That's right.
But Tony Stark dies. Yep. We go into Far From Home. He's in mourning. He's trying to find a substitute or something like that. He goes to Mysterio. He becomes like a semi-substitute mentor kind of character.
The new father figure.
But
yeah.
Yeah, the new father figure. He puts his hope and everything into that character and gets completely betrayed in Far From Home. Yeah. And that's when you get the reveal. And it's kind of like, I mean, like Doc Ock is the same sort of thing. Like he was never really.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like nearly every villain in Spider-Man is some sort of friend of Peter Parker in some way or like Spider-Man, and they eventually flip.
They're almost all in father figures like as well.
Yeah. So except for Green Goblin.
Green Goblin was a father figure. Spider-Man 2.
Like his son. Yeah.
It depends on which Green Goblin you're talking about, I guess.
Yeah.
Norman
or Harry.
But I mean, like they all kind of have that stereotypical arc of kind of being a good guy, but then also being a bad guy. So I get.
Yeah. So you reckon Parker's going to be like, oh yeah, I found a new father figure. I finally feel at home. And then he realizes that he's far from it.
Far from home. And oh, God. Oh, no. All right. Moving along.
You said Vulture was your never a father figure to him. Just saying.
What's your number four, Jace?
It was never Vulture. A father figure.
Vulture was never Vulture. A father figure.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He was a father figure to his girlfriend, though.
Yeah, to his girlfriend, he was a father.
He was literally her father.
But
exactly.
But he's never
father,
like...
The most
the
father
about
figure.
The Spider-Man... He could have been the father-in-law.
Spoilers
figure.
For like, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah. but I like they always got like a bit more nuance to the villains, and I think that's why Spider-Man is so good because there is always this sort of good side to even with Vulture. He's never straight up bad. He straight up like he does threaten Spider-Man with a
gun.
You
got the prison scene at the end. As well,
but you got the prison scene at the end where he's kind of finds some sort of redemption,
yeah,
and I kind of like that about the villains. But yeah, what is your number four?
Oh,
Dean?
I thought.
Where are you?
Wait,
at?
What was your number four? Was your
what? Spider-Man,
Jason.
Yeah, it was Spider-Man.
Yours was Spider-Man.
No, that wasn't me.
Jason's after you.
Oh, great. No, of course. Freak. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number four.
Moving on. Now before. All right. No, I'm not going to have a disclaimer. Infinity War.
Yeah.
It's kind of like. Yeah.
Really? Wow.
So
I'm. Yeah.
Avengers was like.
I'm blown away that you guys are this high.
Really?
Or low.
Low? It's great. But the next three. What do you mean?
The next three are better.
Yeah. This is kind of like the next or the beginning. Avengers was the beginning. This is the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yep.
And so it's like, this is like another chapter in the five that kind of make up the backbone of the MCU. And it's great. Okay. It's awesome. So many good character moments.
That's
continue.
Cool.
Agreed.
My number four is Thor Ragnarok. I really like this movie. I really like what Taika Waititi did with like his other movies. I really like Boy and I really like Hunt for the Wilder People. Mm-hmm. I think they're both great movies and I love how they reinvented Thor in all the best ways, like just made him this just ridiculous character.
So funny.
I love it. I love the change that they did. I think just capitalizing on how funny Chris Hemsworth can be. I like, it was just a good move all around. Like I really like it and I like how it, his character then carries over to Infinity War like so much more.
Because you get a taste of his humor in all the other Thor movies and also those like, where was Thor in Age of Ultron? And then also briefly in the new Ghostbusters. I thought he was really funny in that.
Yes.
So it was good to see
he
him.
He was actually really funny. Yeah.
And just
going all out.
Clearly, I think he was kind of part of handpicking Taika Waititi as the director for this as well. Because like clearly they have such a good relationship and they're just able to bring out the best in each other, I thought. It was really cool.
Yeah, I thought it was brilliant. Mm. Brilliant reinventing of that character.
Agreed.
But yeah, number three, Paul, what did you get for your number three on the home stretch?
Number three for me was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Cool.
Great movie. Yeah. Hilarious. Yeah. Music was awesome. I've still got Volume 1 mixtape in my car. I loved it.
Mm.
Great.
Yeah, fair enough. Did you know anything about the comics before you watched it, or you just like everyone else?
No, I didn't. I never read them. I looked into it post-announcement and was like, I don't know. I'm curious. I was cautiously optimistic because I was like, the same thing. It's like I went into Thor with low expectations and I loved it. And I went into this with low expectations and I adored it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely adore it.
It is a good movie. I mean,
the trailers did a really good job of establishing this as something that could be a viable kind of, you know, good movie.
Yeah.
And it delivered. Yeah. I thought it was like one of those great moments where a trailer's actually, you know, properly promote a movie correctly. And so you know exactly what you're going to get. And man, I agree. The soundtrack, amazing. So good.
Yeah, it is great. Mm. It is. Yeah, it's a great movie. What about you, Dean? Number three,
we've talked about this a fair bit. Captain America Civil War. Nice. Another great,
yeah.
It's like Avengers 2.5, and it is.
Yeah, it definitely
awesome.
Is. It definitely
for
is.
Sure.
I feel like if you had like box sets for just the Avengers movies, if this one wasn't in it, then I'd be annoyed.
For sure.
Because like it pretty much is 2.5.
Yeah. Just like Winter Soldier
was
1.5.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah.
Yeah. So my number three, similar to Ragnarok, I feel like it's seemingly like a soft reboot of the character after a fairly weak first movie, and that's Captain America Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier.
I really enjoyed Winter Soldier. I liked how they kind of reinvented the character again because the first movie is just a little...
It's weak.
Like
it's a weak movie. Yeah. We've said this last podcast.
So... Yeah, and it's just nice to have something that's just really cool.
Such an improvement.
I love this movie. Yeah.
It's so good.
And I've seen it so many times, and it's still, like, all the fight scenes are amazing.
Mm-hmm. Dude.
The first time I seen it, like, I hate being in the front seat in the cinemas, but I was, like, right at the front, and I'm looking directly up, and I as much as I hate that, I still love this movie.
Cool.
It's great. Like, it's always cool.
The elevator scene.
What about you? Number two. Oh, yeah. The elevator scene. Yeah.
Right, so good.
I love that line. Like, that line when he's like,
before we begin.
Does anyone want to get out?
Does anyone want to get out? Mm-hmm.
All right,
I was
then.
Like, that's so good.
And then just beats them down.
Yeah.
But then we also get the line from Nick Fury where it's, you know, about his eye.
The
person who destroyed my eye was the last person I trusted. Which now we've seen Captain Marvel, we know
it's
a cat.
It's a freaking cat.
Like,
it does make sense.
He
the last time I trusted someone,
cat.
I lost an eye. Yeah.
I mean, I guess he does say,
trust
I'm trusting you.
Yeah. Yes, he does. Yeah. I'm trusting
does
you not
that,
to
actually.
Kill me.
He
That's
does? Kind of funny.
Does he say that?
He does. I'm trusting you not to eat me.
And then he picks, so he's, yeah.
Oh, that's right. He does
that's
too.
That's actually funny. Great. Oh, man.
That's, yeah. That I didn't like that. I didn't like that the cat. I found that kind
we've
of
had
stupid.
This we've had this conversation before. I actually really appreciate it, and it actually then makes a lot more sense why Nick Fury's never actually told anyone what happened, because he's embarrassed that he got scratched by a cat.
Like, so, it becomes that big myth that like everyone thinks it's something greater than what it actually
exactly.
is. It's just a cat in there,
which is kind of hinted at the end, where Coulson's got like the story. Yeah. Is that like, well, neither confirm
that's right,
or deny.
At the end of Captain Marvel.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay. Paul, number two
number
for you.
Number two, the movie that kicked this
right
whole shebang off, Iron Man 1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
loved
wow.
It. Still
wow.
love it. Great movie.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Is number two Iron Man 1 for you as well, Dean? Because you haven't said Iron Man 1 yet.
Look, did Paul want to say more about his reasons?
we've talked about it already. It's just a great
All
movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is a great
this
movie.
This was probably the best role that Robert Downey Jr. could ever take. And will ever take. I think, was this post drug rehab?
Yes.
Post,
like,
yes. What better way?
Second or third movie after
way.
Rehab.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. Yeah, there's a few movies. He'd been out of rehab for about 6 or 7 years well, by the time this movie came out.
This is, one of the few movies people knew about.
It was his next big movie, I suppose. Yeah.
So, look, I am surprised. Are we moving on?
Yep. Or? Number two, okay. Din.
Yeah.
Number two. I'm surprised that we, because I thought that we'd be matching up a bit more at this point, and especially towards the end. So I'm really surprised to say that my number two is Iron Man, the first one.
Nice.
Nice.
And yeah, it had zero expectation. No one was expecting much from this because Iron Man was a B-grade character from the comics. And then instantly, as soon as it came out.
Oh, hang on. What? No, he wasn't a B-grade in the comics.
He was not a main contender.
What are you talking about?
Like, he wasn't like a Spider-Man or an X-Men or even Fantastic Four. Yeah, but he was never like a top seller.
Yeah, he was.
Captain America. No, he wasn't.
Captain America wasn't a top seller. No one cared
Iron Man
about
wasn't either. Was. I'm sure. Like,
yes,
look,
he was.
I'm sure. Because it was like, oh, they took like a...
Iron Man wasn't a top. No, yeah. Captain America
Thank you.
Was
See, and Jason's read all the
Iron
comics.
You guys
so
don't
knows.
Even sure. read comics.
As a massive fan of comics.
I know what you're doing. Whatever.
No, but you can. You can Google it. Anyway,
he wasn't... Yeah, he wasn't Spider-Man. He wasn't... X-Men, he wasn't any of those, but he blew them all out the way, out of the water, and just, delivered. Yeah. And to the point where it did something that no one ever thought was possible, which was create an entire universe of characters on the screen.
It's brilliant.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Jason,
you're number two.
That's cool. So my number two is Captain America Civil War. I thought it was a great movie. Mm-hmm. We've already talked about it again, but, what I thought we'd do coming into number one, I want to see how well you guys have been paying attention to each other's lists.
Oh,
so I think I can guess actually what Dean's is. I'm pretty sure I know exactly what Dean's is, but Dean, do you know what Paul's is at all?
No, I know what,
have you been paying attention to Paul's list?
I know what yours
do
is,
this,
Jason.
Or I could just say it and we can end the podcast.
Hang on, no.
Just
let me
hear
this.
We
out.
Could, but anyone listening, if you've been paying attention, it'd be great if you could sort of stop, maybe make a comment right at this point as to what our top 10 are.
What have you not
our
said?
Top one is.
Pull
it'd
your
be really
car
cool
over.
To just see.
Quickly log into Facebook. Look, facebook.com/nerds
comment.
Birds. Make a little post.
I knew the top three movies
Pause
for
must
us.
Must be Black Panther. He hasn't said that yet.
Yeah.
How's about I tell
hasn't
you?
Said it on this
I'm going to just tell you.
I know. No. I'm going to tell you what yours is, Paul. Okay. It's Thor Ragnarok.
Yes. Woo!
Is that correct? Yes. And Dean, yours is Winter Soldier.
And Jason, yours is the first Iron Man.
No, it is not.
Crap.
No, he said that
I've
earlier.
Already said Iron
what
Man.
Is it? I'm a terrible friend.
Am I correct?
Yeah. No, it's really fun to have your answer taken from you in a podcast that's all about lists. So
Freaking
thank you for making
no,
us
I
completely
just wanted to say,
well done, Jason. You are
and,
the best
not
of
say
friends.
Stuff. So cool. Yeah, thanks, man.
Well, you guys could tell me mine if you want.
Yeah.
If you want
I,
still
I could tell us yours as well.
I could tell
it
you,
doesn't
Jason,
bloody matter.
But I don't want to.
It's a list.
I definitely know it, and it's just that I don't want to.
Yeah.
Because it's a weird flex. So
yeah,
stupid flex.
No, I was curious. All right. Oh, sorry. Tell us why you like Thor Ragnarok so much.
Whoa,
it's good.
We're past.
No, I think it's easily the funniest
the,
Marvel so. Movie they've put out.
Yeah.
The graphics were great. I just loved everything about it. I love
it's
Kiwis.
Great.
Kiwi humor is seriously some of the best
fantastic.
Humor in the world, and it's great that it's taken such a main stage in Ragnarok.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is great. Like, I really do like Thor Ragnarok, and that's why it was in my top five.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Plus Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. It's great when he's in a movie that, like, he's not in for, like, just for two scenes, like the book and the movie.
Like,
I like that.
Like, lovely. when he's in it slightly more than he's in the trailer for the movie. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it is nice. That is, I appreciate
good
that
casting,
a lot.
For sure.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, man. Jurassic World is toilet.
Dean,
you're number one.
So why do you love Or what is your number one? Oh,
it's so surprising that it's the Winter Soldier. You said it was. Well done, Jason. I know. Again, like,
thank you. I've been paying attention.
That's what makes a good friend. So
I know. Yeah,
nothing
I listen. I can't believe you guys don't even know what mine is. I've pretty much like said it like 5 times through this podcast.
Is it?
Yeah.
What my number one is, but yeah. Anyways,
I don't
good friend.
I don't care.
Dean, why was Winter Soldier your number one?
Winter Soldier, we've said a lot about this movie. It's just the story is really cool. Okay, even like it's slight discredit to it.
It doesn't really make sense.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I stupidly watched, because I was watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at this time, and I stupidly watched the next episode of that before going to see Winter Soldier.
Oh, no.
So the S.H.I.E.L.D. Hydra twist was ruined for me. And I still enjoyed it. So it just testament that is not what makes this movie great. It's just the way that they developed Captain America properly this time around instantly went from like your least favorite to one of, if not your favorite Avenger. You're just like,
I agree.
100%.
Yeah.
It's just so good, especially leading into Civil War where you then they're taking, like these are your two favorites. We're going to pit them against each other. Yeah. This was definitely a big turning point for the MCU.
Yeah.
I really loved it.
I definitely feel that was true because like leading into this moment, into Winter Soldier, you definitely were like, Iron Man's my favorite Avenger for sure. But then after Winter Soldier, you're like, Iron Man's not looking that great.
I think
Captain America is looking pretty awesome.
I think the Russo brothers,
definitely.
The Russo brothers kind of nailed it on the head. Like they were talking about how they made Winter Soldier the way they did. And it's like, so they took Captain America, what he stands for. And it's like, how are we going to make him interesting? We're going to put him in like specific context in which that character completely defies what's going on kind of thing with the whole S.H.I.E.L.D. Hydra thing. Yes. The whole, like, his dedication to America and the, like, you know, corporate government kind of sector.
Yeah, being, like, the infrastructure of the government he's sort of so devoted to and patriotic towards. Yeah,
it suddenly betrays him.
He has to question that.
For sure.
Yeah.
And so that made for such an interesting conflict, character conflict within it. And, I just thought it was really cool. The Falcon and Captain America banter, so good. Love
it.
Good.
It is. It's great. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where we're understanding the character and understanding what their opposition is such a benefit to that movie. And that's why it is so good.
Mm-hmm. And the fight scenes.
Getting on to my number one, as both of you.
We both know what it is.
Not guessing it. You both know what it is.
We'll say it together.
You want to say it at the same time? Yeah, go on.
We'll say it at the same time as you, Jason.
1, 2, 3, go.
Black Panther.
You guys are the worst.
Yeah, I don't care.
It is Infinity War.
I said it.
Knew it.
I thought it was great. I, again, will hopefully love it just as much after we watch Endgame at the end of the week. Mm-hmm. But it's great. Every character gets a great moment. I've watched it so many times now. I just, I could watch this movie. And it's such a breakneck pace. Just keeps going and going. It's so good.
Cool.
I love it.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that concludes our top 10 list for our best Marvel Cinematic Universe films. I hope you enjoyed the podcast as Paul is loving this podcast as he slowly fades away into oblivion.
Like Infinity War.
We hope you enjoyed the show. And we'll be back next week with our review on Endgame, which is going to be amazing.
It's
going to
be world's first.
I can't wait.
It will be.
Yeah, we'll be up there because we get it before most people, which is
losers.
Yeah.
I really hate that you're saying that and you're making it a thing because now we have to deliver.
Yeah.
Because what happens if someone beats
us? Yes, we do have to deliver. But so that brings us to the end of this show. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you like the show and you want to support the show, you can visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/nerdsbeforebirds. You can contribute any amount starting at $1 a month, and that just helps us to keep the lights on. Cool. Otherwise, if you can't contribute financially, you can contribute in another way, which is really beneficial to the show. And that's by writing a review on whatever service that you're listening to us on right now. We have a little bit of subliminal messaging in this message. I hope you don't get too confused by what it is. It's just gonna slowly infiltrate your brain, and suddenly you'll be doing things that you don't realize you're doing by writing 5-star reviews on whatever platform you're on, giving us your money. So whatever platform you're on listening to this, just write us a review. It doesn't have to be a long one, just a nice 5-star review would be great. Helps us out. It really does get us exposure, and that's the best thing for this podcast. Man. Otherwise, we're on all the socials. We're on Facebook. Well, the main three, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Nerds Before Birds on all of those, except for Twitter, where we're Nerds Before Bird. You can also look us up on our website, which is nerdsbeforebirds.com. And we have written reviews and a whole heap of other content there as well.
We have shirts.
We have merch.
We do have shirts on Redbubble. Mugs. You can jump on there and check that out as well. MBB podcast there. All right. That brings us to the end of this week's show. That's a bye from me.
Iron Man loses an arm next week. I bet money on it. Bye.
See you guys. Have a great week.